Yes, good morning. This is Gene Hatch with the National Weather Service. Right now, we are expecting a winter storm that will bring significant accumulations of snow across the region. We are expecting the potential for anywhere from 6 to 9 inches of snowfall across the West Plains and surrounding areas as we go through the day on Tuesday. We are expecting snow to begin as early Tuesday morning, maybe right after midnight tonight. However, the really heavy snow does not appear as though it will begin until after lunchtime tomorrow, and then will come down pretty rapidly through the day and evening on Tuesday. Again, we're looking at the potential for 6 to 9 inches of snow across the area. However, there is the potential that we could see some heavier snows if we get some stronger bands of snow to move across the region. Not only are we looking at the potential for significant accumulations of snow and impacts on the area roadways because of that, we are going to have a very cold air mass that will move in with the snow and stay in place behind that as well, all the way into the day Thursday. When that cold air moves in, we'll also have some wind that'll move in with it as well. Expectations for Wednesday morning is for temperatures to be in the single digits with wind chills between 0 and minus 10 degrees. And then on Thursday, which will likely be the coldest day of the week, temperatures will be, the actual air temperature will be between 0 and minus 5, with wind chills between minus 15 and minus 20. So it's not just going to be the initial snowfall that causes problems, but it will be the lingering very cold temperatures through the end of the week. One of the things we're also looking at is potential for some significant travel impacts across the area. In addition to having that snow that's going to fall, cold temperatures, that'll cause the snow to be more light and fluffy with the colder temperatures as they move in. One of the things that we're concerned about with that is travel impacts across the area, as we'll have some wind along with the snowfall, which will cause blowing and drifting of snow. So even if the roads get cleared, that snow will blow and drift across the roads and cause some potentially significant travel impacts across the region until the snow finally begins to end early Wednesday morning.